Welcome back. Bowl season is ramping up. Next week, Michigan State faces Pittsburgh at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Here to discuss this and more is Gary Stokin, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl CEO and president, along with Yahoo Finance's own Josh Schaefer, stopping by for this discussion as well. Gary, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I first want to get your take on some of the latest developments impacting the sports world right now. Now, of course, there's been a COVID-19 outbreak across professional sports leagues over the past couple of weeks. The Peach Bowl is scheduled for next week. How is this year's matchup going to be different, if at all, against this backdrop of the ongoing pandemic?
Well, we've seen all sides of COVID. We were scheduled to play three Chick-fil-A kickoff games last year in a week and had all three canceled because of COVID. We were able to have 25% capacity last year in our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl with Georgia and Cincinnati, number eight, number nine. And this year, we were able to do our two Chick-fil-A kickoff games with 100% capacity, the bands, the cheerleaders, and we're looking forward to doing the same this year with Pitt and Michigan State in our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Gary, we've seen today that a couple of teams have kind of already started to contract COVID-19. It seems like we're a little bit back in the 2020 era of college football where you're constantly checking to see which teams have been infected and how teams are testing. How does this work from a bowl perspective? If Pittsburgh or Michigan State were to have too many COVID-19 cases, could you postpone the game at all? Could you move it back a couple days? Or are you just stuck with looking for a different opponent?
No, that's a great point. We've already, matter of fact, we were talking today with the CFP and all the New Year's Six bowl games, and we were comparing notes, as we oftentimes do. And we have scheduled, if for whatever reason a team can't participate on December 30th, that we will move the game back a week and find a date that's comfortable for everybody. And obviously in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we have agreement with the stadium, with ESPN and the two teams to do that should it be necessary.
And you mentioned the college football playoff, and I wanted to ask your opinion on that as well, Gary. Just with potential expansion coming, what have you sort of heard there? How would the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl play into that? And what are your expectations of potential expansion?
Yeah, another great question. Obviously, the commissioners and Jack Swarbrick of Notre Dame, the AD, they're going to meet in January. They're going through the process of staying at four or moving to eight or possibly 12. We've read a lot about and seen a lot about the 12-team format. I think they're trying to work through, you know, automatic qualifiers, the number of games, and, you know, TV partners. Right now, there's a contract that exists through 2025 with ESPN exclusively. If they decide to expand within that time frame, then it has to stay on ESPN. If they do it outside of that, then there's the potential of bringing in another TV partner, which I think has some interest. Because they would be able to promote the season all year long, along with ESPN, and then also be a part of the playoff broadcast and bring more revenue as well.
Gary, what kind of impact do you think that the new name, image, likeness rules might have, if any, on bowl games and future bowl games?
Yeah, another great question. Some people have asked me, well, why didn't Chick-fil-A step up and, you know, offer $50,000 to, Kenny Pickett and Kenneth Walker, two All-Americans that have opted out of our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And, you know, we fully understand the decisions that the kids have to make nowadays with the amount of money available to them in the NFL draft. So they have to sit down with their agent, their coach, their parents, and make those kind of decisions. Those type of decisions, you're talking about millions of dollars. So I don't know that there's any NIL money that would made any kind of difference with respect to the draft status of the two individuals that we're talking about. So I think NIL is something that we have to watch. We certainly need Congress and legislation nationally to have a consistent across all the states, some NIL legislation. And until we get that, it's just going to be like the wild, wild west, which isn't good for college football, certainly.
Gary, how have you seen those opt-outs? I know last year Georgia had a fair amount in the game as well. Is it impacting your business at all yet, or has it not trickled down to that yet, where you think that there's maybe less people either coming to the game, watching the game, general interest? Have opt-outs become something that's really impacting your bottom line yet?
You know, we're very blessed. College football is the second most favored sport in this country. It's only second to the NFL. And I still think it's a sleeping giant. It has a lot more growth opportunity. To give you an example, last year, number 8 Cincinnati, number 9 Georgia in our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, we did 8.8 million viewers, which was more viewers than the first 3 games of the NBA Finals. So college football, especially during that time of the year, it's ESPN's most lucrative time of the year, where they make more money during the 2 weeks of bowl season than any other time of the year. And they broadcast a lot of sports. And it's because people are home, they're watching bowl games, and there's a lot of people that want to advertise in that space in college sports and college football in particular. So college football has a lot of opportunities still moving forward. And I think we'll see it grow with the expansion of the potential of the playoff.
Gary, really quickly here, when you look ahead to the impact of COVID on college football and bowl games overall, do you think there are any changes that have happened over the past couple of years now that are going to stick and potentially change the game going forward?
Well, I think at the end of the day, COVID is going to be around. It's something like influenza. You know, we're just going to have to live with it. And we're probably going to need to get flu shots for the COVID flu virus. And, you know, we'll build up antibodies. We'll build up immunities just like we did with influenza. And I think it's going to be a part of our life moving forward. So I think we have to deal with it, be prepared for it. And obviously, you know, you don't, in our case, you don't want anybody to get it, but it's a natural phenomenon that people are going to get it, and we just have to be prepared for that.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Gary Stokin, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl CEO and President, and Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer, thank you both so much for stopping by.